This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
March Madness is among us. It is on us. It is encapsulating us right now.
Wow, what a cool word. That was good. That was like a $7 word right there.
That broadcasting school really paying off for me.
That's nice. And reading the thesaurus on the crapper helps, too.
It started yesterday at 10 a.m. Hand up, apology to everybody who took West Virginia yesterday.
How many did that?
I don't know. I got a couple of texts from people saying, put them in this parlay.
Virginia or West Virginia? Oh, that was the opening game that you said they would beat.
Yes.
That other team that I picked.
Yes.
Maryland. Yeah, the Terrapins.
The Terrapins, apparently. Hand up on that, because I definitely thought West Virginia was going to win that with great ball game, 59-57. They end up winning that one. And then you roll in, and Furman takes care of Virginia right there, too. That wasn't crazy, a 13 seed over a 4 seed.
I tried to look for upsets, when I was doing my bracket, and that one I would have never, ever dreamed. I know a lot of times the 13 is the one that ends up doing the upset. You hear a lot of 11s as well.
12 over 5.
And I should have looked at, was there a bet at, there'd be this many teams between 11 and a 14 seed that would win and move on. That would have been an interesting bet, because I would always pick 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think that that's a number. You can count on at least 3 of those
right
every year in this tournament, that you're going to see at least an 11, 12, 13, sometimes a 14.
And then, as we saw yesterday with Princeton, a rare 15
beating a 2.
A 15
it's
over
just
a 2.
Unreal. And, the other games, it's fun when you see the 16 and the 1, because always for about a quarter and a half, the 16 is in the game. And they're thinking, we got a chance, and then they don't.
Yeah, no, you don't. Northern Kentucky, man, it was close. I don't know if it was the adult beverage I had in my hand, but I was like, I'm all the way in. They had a scrappy little white dude, Benson. Of course, it was his name, Benson. I was like, that's a perfect name. He's just all over the place. He's like, where did he come from? He's throwing up a little quick layup, and I'm like, this is incredible. But their main guy shot 2 of 19 last night. And at a certain point, I'm like, why is he in the game? I could go out there
and do 2 of 19.
And from where he was shooting, I could go 2 of 19, because the defense is like, good luck, you're gonna miss. And he missed every time. But Houston, if you picked Houston to win March Madness, I would be a little scared, after especially after what we saw Kansas do, what we saw Alabama do. We saw those number one seeds roll, and then Houston messed around with Northern Kentucky for a long time. It wasn't until about the 7-minute mark in the second half that Houston started to put their foot down a little bit, but even with that, they really couldn't separate at all. I'd be a little worried if I had Houston going a long way in this.
I was worried throughout, because I had Houston with 11 points.
Oh, did they cut? It was a push, wasn't it?
It was 11.
Yeah, it was a push.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So that was that technically did. I had one where I was picking 4 like 1 seeds to win by 11 or more, and it was a nail biter for that one.
Yeah.
UCLA took care of things from start to finish. That was not anything. Houston was a little bit strange. Kansas took care of business.
Yeah.
That wasn't that tough.
Alabama rolled too, but the UCLA game got way out of hand way quicker than I thought it was, because
it was 74-44 at one point.
It wasn't good. But if you recall yesterday on this program, when we're looking for upsets, we're just pulling stuff out. I had seen UNC Asheville play. That's a talented team. That big, long-haired, weird-looking dude, number 4, Pember is his last name for UNC Asheville. He's so good, and he was just a non-factor because he was the only guy on the team that UCLA had to worry about. I thought UCLA, with the injuries and stuff like that, could be a quick out. They advance and roll on and survive. Things get underway at 10:15, so you got a couple of minutes to get out to the Eaton Country Club out at McCarty's if you want to join us out there today. It starts at 10:15. And it's Michigan State and USC. Who do you guys have in that one? Do you guys remember?
USC.
You do? Where'd you go with that, Angel?
Thank you, USC.
Now, I took Michigan State in this. I took Michigan State, so we're on the opposite side again on the first time.
That's maybe really unusual.
I know. Very strange. Stickman texting us on the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. This is my favorite holiday of the year, St. Patrick's Day, especially when we are spending it at the Eaton Country Club watching college basketball.
Absolutely. I am totally down with that. This is so much fun. I had a great time last year, and I said to you in the hallway, it kind of feels like Christmas, and we're waiting to open our presents, you know, because that is, I mean, come 10 o'clock, we're going to be like little kids that, all right, church is over, we're opening presents.
Yes, we are. All right. Let's go play now. But it's going to be a lot of fun out there, and remember, if you come out, we're going to have drawings every single hour.
That's right.
Out there, $50 gift cards from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
What kind of gift cards are these?
They're restaurants. There's going to be Visa gift cards.
Okay.
Just for cash. There's going to be a lot of that stuff going on. Thanks to A1 Organics. Normally, we love catching up with Steve and Brandon Bear from Bear Insurance out of Wiggins. They're one of our presenting sponsors of this. And unfortunately, they're not going to make it up this year, but Brandon's got his bracket in. They are bummed because this is just a blast out there. It's a great time to do some networking. If you're in sales, if you're in marketing, just spin it as a networking event. Come out and meet us because we know people and people know us and we all know each other and we have fun and watch college basketball.
Yeah,
it's a great way to do it.
We'll have a fishbowl of just random business cards you can take and pretend you had meetings.
Yeah, yeah. I'll hand you 10 of mine. You can scribble them out and go ahead and do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
This guy was really persistent. Here's my business card. Come out and join us. And of course, if the tournament ended right now, like we've talked about, I know it's not. But I like saying this because I left the show yesterday and Unk and Holyoke and Noob and everybody texting in yesterday, Tanner loses, he should do this. If Tanner loses, he should do this. I missed the first five games yesterday. Did not get one of them right. Did not get a single one right. And then in the second half of the day, I came alive, baby, and I started knocking things down. I've crawled all the way up, tied for 20th right now with you, Brian Gary.
Yes.
You and I are tied for 20th right now, while our very own producer, Mr. Angel Padilla, is in the cellar. You're not alone, but you're in the cellar right now, Angel. Eh, you're not worried. Not worried.
No.
Yet. When do you, if you have another bad day today, do you get worried?
I guess.
The thing is, it can turn around so quickly. If you've got your eight, if your eight are still there, you know, there's a lot of people who are going to start losing out. This thing changes. You watch these pools. They change so quickly, you know, after a day's action.
I don't know about you guys, but it seems like when I go and look, there's like, because there's the South, the West, the East, and the Midwest. It seems like I always just completely mess up one of those. Like my South bracket right now, I got two of the two of the six games yesterday got right. That was it. That's not right. That's not good. A lot of red going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the Midwest side, I was 4-0. Picked every single one of those right. In the East side, picked every single one of those right. In the West side, it was 3-1 on that side. So it's just always that one little side that it just causes a lot of chaos. But, of course, that was the side with Arizona. I felt so bad for my fiance. I do have to just say this. She was so excited about this. She picked her bracket by herself this year. Because last year I helped her, and then she beat me. And I'm like, well, you can't brag because I helped you, right? I helped you along with that. You know, just not true. She definitely beat me. But she had Arizona in the Final Four. She had Arizona there. And I'm like, oh, babe, your bracket is gone already. She
yeah.
Goes, I don't care. It's stupid anyways. I'm like, that would be my response as well if I had done that.
And that is the proper response when that does happen. But here's the thing. Things can happen where, you know, in the next few days where number ones and top seeds and ones that people had going all the way, you know, a Houston upset can happen.
Yeah.
You know, a Purdue upset can definitely happen. You know, Kansas could lose. Alabama could lose. All those things happen. And then brackets get thrown into an absolute fractured bowl.
Yeah, dumpster fire, know? Man. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right, 8:16 the time. Coming up in about 4 minutes or so after we visit with Tracy Axton, we're going to be registering for the Wheel of Meat presented by the Merck and Mead. You win $50 worth of free meat. Even if you're not your winner, though, guys, I want to talk to you about what they've got coming up on Sunday. They've got their Meat In Day. They've got a backyard barbecue competition coming up on Sunday. They've got the Cowboy Church out there on Sunday. It's going to be a great day of festivities out at the Merck. So plan on getting out there, eating some great food. They've got vendors set up. It's really like a mini fair that's going on out there on Sunday. So go and check it out at the Merck over in Mead, Highway 66 and I-25.
I love the idea of a meat carnival. And that's kind of what it turns out to be.
That's what it's going to be. Yep. 8:17, it's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. More on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell the old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
You know what pairs really well with green beer, Brian?
Irish music.
Yes, and?
Funyuns.
And?
Irish food.
Meat!
Meat, yes!
You can lead a horse to water.
Well, yeah, there are just so many things.
So many things. So many things going on. But the Wheel of Meat is in here. It looks fantastic once again. We got it cleaned up. I actually did some cleaning on it. We've been doing some spring cleaning.
I noticed that. You actually bleached it or did something, but some of the handprints are gone.
Yes. Yes,
it is. Which makes me wonder if there was a crime committed on the Wheel of Meat.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know. The Wheel of Meat, if you're a new listener, this is how it goes. We've got five or six. I can't count.
We have six cuts.
One, two, three, four, six. Six cuts. You think we've been doing this long enough? I should know that.
You should have. There are six spaces on the wheel, Tanner.
Yeah, well, sometimes. But we have six cuts of meat. You're guaranteed to win at least $50 worth of one of them. Guaranteed to win. All you have to do today is be caller number...
Let's make it easy on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
it's
got to be quick with it. Angel's saying caller number 7.
7's a lucky number.
All right,
we can do that.
The luck of the Irish. Caller number 7 today, right now, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Caller number 7, right now, going to win $50 worth of free meat, thanks to the Murph.
Free meat.
You're guaranteed to win. All you got to do is be caller number 7, 970-353-1310. You get $50 worth of free meat. There's a lot of great selections on there, Brian.
There are.
The only thing, if you've won in the last 30 days, you can't win again.
Right.
970-353-1310. The phone is going right now. Get in. Be caller number 7 at 970-353-1310.
And just a heads up, too, it's going to be a great weekend for barbecuing. I mean, the weather looks good to even get outside and throw some of this on there.
Yeah.
So get them going. Let's go. Caller number 7 right now, 970-353-1310. It's the Wheel of Meat from the Merck in Mead and KFK, and we'll play it next.
On North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Stands back to watch where the poor bugger drop. Buy us a drink and we'll sing you a song of the chances you missed and the love that would rock. If you can't buy a whiskey, stand us a pipe. We'll knock you straight down and we'll sing half the night.
Oh, there is dancing in the studio. Things are going to get wild out throughout today. It's hard to sit still with that going on, isn't it? Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Good Morning NoCo from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Brian Gary, along with the dancing Tanner Schwint. He's got it in him today.
Yeah, finally. It took 2.5 hours, but I'm ready to roll now.
He's ready to go now, and so are we, because it is time to play
Wheel of Meat! Let's give away some meat, shall we, Brian?
You get $50 worth of meat, and it ain't going to cost you a penny. Can't go wrong with no matter where it lands.
We got a great-looking wheel today, too, Brian.
It really is. I mean, it always is fantastic. All the meats are incredible. Oh, they certainly are. And it is now time to play Northern Colorado's favorite radio game show, Wheel of Meat. Our contestant today is Bradley from Alt. Bradley, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. What are you up to? You heading to work, blowing it off, or what's your plan?
Oh, I deliver mail up here, so I'm just driving.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
Hey, how do you feel about St. Paddy's Day? Is it a good holiday or a forgettable one?
Kind of forgettable. I forgot about it until this morning when I heard you guys talking about it.
Okay. You can't forget about St. Paddy's Day, man. Come on, Bradley.
Here's one way it's going to be etched in your brain forever, because when we're done with this, you're going to remember St. Paddy's Day as the day you won $50 worth of meat. And that sounds good, doesn't it, Bradley?
Oh, yeah, it does, definitely.
All right, now here's what we have on the wheel today, Bradley. We have chuck roast. We have T-bone steaks. We have hot links, which are absolutely delicious. We have Guinness beer brats. We have country style ribs.
Let's go.
And we have skinless chicken breast. All right. Is any of that going to work for you? All of the above, Bradley?
I think it's going to be all the above.
All right, man. When you're ready, Bradley, tell Tanner to spin it and let's see what you end up with, buddy.
All right. Let's spin it.
All right. Come on. There we go. Here we go.
See, I took some off today. Maybe not. No. No, did not.
Wheel of Meat, it's slowing. I still have no idea where
round
this is
and round it goes. One more.
There it is. Hey, Bradley, you just won yourself $50 worth of T-bone steaks. Sweet.
We are on a hot streak with the steaks coming up.
Steaks doing great. You just got it from the Merck and Mead. $50 worth of free T-bones. Hang on the line. Angel will get all the details and give it to you. But, hey, happy St. Paddy's Day. Now you'll remember it, and it's something to celebrate. Right, Bradley?
Definitely. Yeah, happy St. Paddy's Day.
Hey, right back at you. Have a great day, and thanks for listening this morning.
There you go. There's Bradley, the winner of the Wheel of Meat on St. Paddy's Day. $50.
Representing Alt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's our first winner from Alt.
It may be. We've had Alt, we've had Eaton,
we've had Windsor, we've had Loveland, we've had Johnstown, we've had Greeley, we've had Fort Collins.
You know what I'm doing this weekend?
What?
Driving through Alt and trying to smell some T-bones, kicking, cooking, and go find Bradley.
Or if you don't want to be a creeper like Brian on Sunday, go check out Meat In Day at the Merck. Right there off Highway 66 and I-25.
Might be a better move.
They've got a backyard barbecue going on all day long out there as well. Go check them out. Big thank you to Miguel and Lori and the crew over at the Merck. 8:33 the time now. Jerry Shimmy Schimmel joins us next. But first, bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center. Hey, 8:39, we're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwent, Brian Carey, Angel Padilla doing the production work today. Joining us now, our next guest, presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance, is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. Shimmy, my friend, how are you?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Hey, we are doing wonderful. Happy St. Paddy's Day, buddy.
Yeah, same to you. Right back at you.
All right, Jerry, is it a top five holiday?
Not for me.
No?
Not for me, no. I love St. Patrick's Day, but probably not a top five. I guess if I was Irish, it might be different. But I love the day. I love the celebration, but probably not in the top five.
Yeah, and I'm with you completely. Tanner's the only top fiver so far.
Yeah. There's something about green beer. I don't know what it is, Jerry, but I love some green beer.
I hear you. Yep. I'm okay with green beer myself.
I figured you had an acquaintance with it, Jerry.
Yeah,
but
you know, green, red, brown, whatever.
Amen to that.
Drink the rainbow.
Well, Jimmy, before we dive in and talk about the Rockies, are you following any of the March Madness here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Who's How about a crazy first day, huh?
Oh, goodness.
Man. Yeah.
From Furman over Virginia and then Princeton. Princeton.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Over Arizona there.
I know.
Was that the big takeaway for you yesterday, was Princeton?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and this will tell you how great I am at this. I had Arizona winning the national championship. They get knocked out by a 15 seed. Come on.
Yeah, you weren't alone on that, though. There were quite a few people who had Arizona going all the way, which, yeah, it really does suck on day one when you're done.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
You know,
but that's typical for me. I'm used to this. Nothing new.
The early exit. He's out of there.
Exit. The old double E is always painful. That's right.
So who now, Jerry? You had Arizona, but who do you like now?
I think Houston. Kansas is, you know, they're extremely talented. You know, we being UNC had a chance to play Houston, got beat 83-36. So it's a powerful Houston team that plays incredible defense. So now that Arizona's out, I would say probably Houston would be my favorite to win it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun wild ride these next couple of days, Jerry. We're, of course, going to miss you today up at our watch party for the March Madness up at the Eaton Country Club. But you don't have it going too bad down where you're at with the Rocky spring training. Jerry, what's your takeaway now as we're just, I mean, we're under a month away from opening day?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I was just thinking about that this morning. We're getting close to it. You know, I think there's some pleasant, it's always this way, I guess, in spring training, but some pleasant optimism. You know, you got some guys that are having great springs. Chris Bryant looks great. He looks healthy. That's going to be real key. Ryan McMahon swinging the bat really well. Montero looks like he's got third base to himself, and he's hitting the ball well. You know, the transition for McMahon to second base looks easy. So I think right now, and some pitchers throwing the ball really well. Guys that you wouldn't count on, like Austin Gomber has looked really good. Marquez has looked well. Kyle Freeland's solid. So I think there's some optimism right now. They're looking for consistency, and they're looking for bounce back years from some guys, but hopefully we get that come that regular season start.
Well, we have learned this is the time for optimism.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Jerry, you've talked about Montero's pop a lot, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was starting to think you were a little bit insane because we hadn't seen it. We hadn't seen the pop, you saw it in batting practice, and this is why we have you on. He hit a ball the other night, man, that as soon as it left the bat, you're like, how far is that thing going to go?
Yeah.
You know, he's just the type of guy, when he makes solid contact, it's sounds different coming off the bat.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. He's got that Carlos Gonzalez sound coming off the bat for sure. And, you know, interesting with that guy. Number one, he's young and he's learning and he looks like he's taking a step. I think I mentioned this last week, taking a big step forward defensively. Just really looks comfortable at third base. And that comes with time in the big leagues. And I think he'll be only better. But I got a friend who scouts for the Cincinnati Reds, and he had a chance, and he goes and watches minor league players, and he said, he called me one day early in the season last year, says, you got this kid, I can't pronounce his first name, but his last name is Montero. If he comes up, you guys need to find a way to play him every day because he has got incredible potential. This is a guy that I trust. He's been scouting for 30-plus years. So, and then he came up, and you could kind of see that. So, you know, he'll take his lumps because he's young, but I think he's an exciting young player that's only going to get better.
Yeah, you know, Jerry, I think when we talked to you last week, we were talking a bit about the World Baseball Championships.
Yeah, the World Baseball Classic,
which has been a lot of fun and so forth, except when we talked, I was wondering about, you know, how coaches feel about sending their players and letting them go there, and there was, you know, a lot of the dialogue was that, you know, it's good to see them out there competing and having that and could actually be ahead. It's just a shame what happened with Edwin Diaz, isn't it?
Really is, yeah. No, and especially the way that it happened, you know, wasn't even a game type of movement. It was celebration, which is not uncommon these days. We hear about that all the time. But, you go back to many players have gotten hurt over the years celebrating. But, yeah, it's just sad. And, you know, I do like what the owner of the Mets said. He said, you know, it could happen to anybody at any time, whether it's baseball or not. So we get that, and we'll just pick up the pieces. So, unfortunate for sure, and that's the risk you take when you're playing in that World Baseball Classic.
So I heard a lot of the talking heads come out after this, Jerry, and say this is ridiculous. The Mets just lost their closer, in a meaningless game, and this and that. I tend to disagree with that crap because the reason he was celebrating so hard was because it's not a meaningless game for the country that he represents. What are your thoughts on it, Jerry? Do you have a problem with MLB's top stars going and playing in this thing?
I have no problem at all, Tanner. I'm with you on that. I really am. And you know, these guys, they don't have to play. They want to play. I mean, I saw Nolan Arenado say the other day, I actually ran into him, and he was talking to the media, and he said, you know what, we won that championship in 2017. I couldn't wait to get back on the team again and play and defend our championship. Let's go. It's United States, and let's wave that flag. And he was all fired up, and I just think that's great. And for a guy like Diaz with Puerto Rico, it's probably even more that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, representing their country or the Dominican or Cuba, these guys are so proud they want to do that. Then I think it's great. It's like the Olympics. Go let them play for their country, and you roll the dice a little bit. Yeah, you sure do with injuries. But you could get injured playing in your own game, too. And you could get injured celebrating after a spring training game, too. So I'm with you, Tanner. I have no problem with it at all.
No, I agree, too, 100%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me. And you talk about the impact. Like, I think and I strongly believe that the MLB has a problem when it comes to marketing their stars. Mike Trout is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime type of player, right? And I was watching the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game, and they pan over to Mike Trout, and my father, who's a casual sports fan, goes, "Who's that?" Like, that's an issue. That's an issue with the game of baseball. But then you look at it, Jerry, and you look at Shohei Ohtani playing for Japan, right? The number of viewers for that game, for a single game, was higher than any viewership for an MLB game ever. For that one baseball classic game, this is a really good way to grow the game and get some more spotlights on those key top players.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think that's sort of the idea. I think Major League Baseball is finally kind of realize that maybe this is a good thing for our game. Maybe it's a good thing for exposure for our players. Shohei Ohtani is a perfect example of that. I don't think you can find a better one. So, you know, hopefully that Major League Baseball mentality changed a little bit, comes around. I think it's starting to, and I say that mm-hmm. because just talking to some media members, having breakfast this morning with a guy from MLB.com, so he's saying the same thing the other day. So I think they're getting there, but I think you're right. They don't do a great job of promoting their players, Major League Baseball, sometimes.
You know, it's different than other sports. I mean, baseball, when I grew up, there were superstars, and that's what drove the game.
Right.
You know, and there were the superstar players. I don't know that they have marketed their superstar players, like Tanner was saying,
100%.
As much as it was in the past. I used to be able to look at, Johnny Bench. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew Johnny Bench. You knew Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You know, you knew a lot of players. Reggie Jackson, Aaron, you know, Hank Aaron, all these guys stood out. And now, these days, and I don't know what it is, but if it's just not pushing those names out there, we've reached a point where, you know, like in hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey is a game that the game itself gets pushed. The players themselves are great, but they're never household names.
Right. And here's a question for both of you guys, because you guys grew up in the heyday of baseball cards.
Oh,
and it sounds so simple to say, but baseball cards aren't the trading thing that they once were. Does that have any impact on it, Jerry? Is it as simple as that?
I think there's probably that's a factor. I wouldn't say, in my mind anyway, it's a big factor, but I'll tell you what, I love those baseball cards growing up. I had a whole box of them, and I kind of miss that. And I tried to get my son interested, and he's like, "Well, if I can find a Mike Trout card that's worth $2,000, I'll do that."
And I was going to say, Jerry, don't you think collectors have killed that?
Yeah, for sure.
I do.
I think so, too.
No question about it, yeah.
But
you know, you're talking about, you know, baseball and not promoting its star players. The game itself kind of lends to that a little bit, I think. Let's say basketball, if you have LeBron James or Michael Jordan on your team, you're going to be great because you have that one star player.
Mm.
But look at the two guys we mentioned this morning, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, playing for the same team, yet that team hasn't been very good. It just goes to show, even though you have a superstar or two, it's going to translate into success, unlike basketball and certainly football if you have that great quarterback. So I think that's what has held Major League Baseball back a little bit is, we've got star players, but they don't always win. That doesn't always translate.
That's a great point. And to your point, I do think they are getting better at it. I think back to the All-Star game last year. I loved having the mic'd up pitchers on that. Even there was an ad campaign.
Well, Dairy Queen did a campaign with Bryce Harper.
And Tim Anderson, the shortstop for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Those are the things. Like, get those guys out there more and more. We're visiting with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, here this morning, presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Jerry, what do you got going on Amazing Americans, my friend?
Amy Van Dyken.
Oh, man.
That's all I got to say, right?
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah, she's my guest. And you guys know the story. Maybe the greatest female swimmer of all time, or at least right up there in the top three, and had that ATV accident in 2013 or 14 and in a wheelchair now, but I can tell you this, it has not slowed her down one bit. She's still the crazy, energetic athlete that she always is, and she tells her story this weekend.
Now, make sure you check it out.
Yeah, you definitely have to check that out because she was so inspirational and continues even more so now. The amount of people that she got lit, yeah, you know, when she was, you know, in the Olympics, but what she's been doing to help people since is just absolutely amazing.
Yep, yep, absolutely. She's an inspiration to me, I tell you. You'd never know she was in this accident because she's living the same kind of life she did beforehand.
Yeah, that's incredible, and that's what you do on Amazing Americans. AmazingAmericans.org. Of course, it will play this weekend here on KFKA as well. For the full schedule, visit 1310KFKA.com. Jerry, are you ready for the opening day to get here, man? You got your vocal pipes all warmed up, ready to go?
I think I am. Not that I'm in that kind of form yet, but I feel like I am. You might differ.
Games. You sound great, man. You sound great from what I've heard.
I think back last year when I didn't have any spring training reps at all. I started the opening day, so if I can do that, I should be able to do it with 13 or 15 spring training games. But no, I'm ready. We haven't done a broadcast in a week, and I missed that. We're going to start picking those back up next week, but I miss not being in the booth and doing games, and I'm excited about the regular season starting for sure.
Well, if you need any tips in how to get your voice in the right shape, Rod Stewart has always said when he's getting ready to go on tour, he makes sure that he fortifies himself with white wine.
White wine? Okay.
Yes. So, all right. Just letting you know, a little pregame ritual if you need if you need to get to it. Do it the way Rod did.
Well, what somebody told me one time is to get ready for a game, I should gargle with Santa Flush. I didn't really know what he was getting at.
Yeah, but that wasn't very nice of Jack.
No, no.
Goodness. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, love you, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on this morning.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later, Jerry.
Jerry Schimmel, one of the good ones there. 8:53 the time. Let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick. Got a text here explaining what's going on over on Highway 392 at Kenner 31.
Yeah, we were wondering why the big slowdown there.
Is saying looks like they are about to start some construction on 392. That's what's causing the holdup. It's a one-lane road for a small stretch over there on Highway 392. So that's what's going on there. So plan on some delays on 392 right around Kenner 31. Unk, come on, get up, get going, man. I already called you out and said I was wrong. You don't get to hear me say it twice. All right, he's texting and saying, who won the West Virginia-Maryland game yesterday?
It was Maryland. The Terrapins. They're turtles.
They're turpins, and they suck.
You know, if you're feeling like, man, I'm in a great mood. I want to keep this sunshine going. You know, this is a show for you.
Half of it is. The other half's me. Who won the West Virginia-Maryland game yesterday? I already said I was wrong.
I am so useless.
Yeah. On that pick, I was. The evening slate, I was really hot.
When are you overjoyed?
In about an hour.
Okay.
In about an hour, I will be overjoyed. Because we're going to be hanging with our listeners, we're going to be hanging with our sponsors, we're going to be hanging with each other at McCarty's from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. today. We're giving out gift cards. I love giving things away to people, so the Wheel of Meat presented by the Merck always gets
me
overjoyed.
We're not bringing the Wheel of Meat.
No.
Okay.
No, nothing.
I didn't make room in the truck for that bad boy.
Unk said, sorry, wanted to have you say that for the people in the back. I was wrong! West Virginia did not take me home on those country roads. Yeah. It did not take me home yesterday. Hell of a first game, though. Hell of a first game to start this whole thing out.
Hell of a first day for the tournament. This is why people love the NCAA tournament. It's because of the Princetons. It's because of the things that happened yesterday. And it's just each game. Every 20 minutes, there's a game ending.
Yeah.
You know, and you're switching over and you're, okay, we'll catch the end of this one. Then when we go back, should be about 5 minutes left, you know, in that game. We'll catch that. And it's, man, it's too much fun. This is the weekend where you need to check the batteries in your remote control.
Yeah. Yes,
make
you
sure
do.
You're strong.
Yes, you do. All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to visit with Coach Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak. We'll get a recap on the high school basketball season. Coach is going to be out at the Final Four as well, so we'll get his thoughts on what's happening in the NCAA tournament already. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.